Recorded live from the heart of the Bakken, it's the Williston Works Podcast.
Welcome to the Williston Works Podcast, brought to you by the City of Williston. Williston Works brings you in-depth discussions with the entrepreneurs, small business owners, and investors who are getting it done in Williston, North Dakota. I'm your host, Sean Wanko, the Executive Director of the Williston Economic Development Office. And today's guests, we've got Dr. Alyssa Cease, Dr. Lindy Kirby, and Dr. Amanda Erickson. They are the owner of Milestone Health Partners. And this is, I'm excited for this podcast, ladies, because this has been a tremendous, if we're talking entrepreneurship in Williston, this is it right now. It's just so exciting what you guys have done, how you started, and where you have gone with the, with this new facility now that is addressing, you know, a huge need that we're seeing in the city of Williston. But I tell you what, I'm talking too much. I'm going to open it up and we're going to go back. You know, let's just start. I'll let the three of you talk a little bit about your background and how you ended up in Williston, North Dakota. I know it, but let's just talk about it with Williston, North Dakota, your background.
So my name is Alyssa Cease, and I am a pediatric psychologist at Milestone Health Partners. I was born and raised here in Williston along with the other two, and naturally kind of made my way back to Williston after marrying a local person, and now we're starting our family here.
I'm Lindy Kirby, and I am a physical therapist. I mainly treat adolescents to adults at Milestone Health Partners. Alyssa and I are actually sisters, and Amanda and I, actually all three of us, have been really good friends and grew up playing sports together. I left for higher education as well, married a local individual to naturally again move back and just ended up starting the business with my sister and one of my great friends.
And my name's Amanda Erickson. I'm a physical therapist. I primarily see pediatrics. I also married a Williston local and started a small family here and have a lot of extended family and friends here as well.
Well, and this is what is so neat about this, having this conversation today, because if you go back about 15 years ago, because I myself, born and raised in Williston, moved away because there wasn't a lot of opportunity. But about 15 years ago, roughly, there was, you know, you had a town of about 12,000 people. And there was serious concern starting that, you know, here's this town, it's stagnant in growth. The baby boomers are going to start to retire. Who's coming back to do the professional services? You know, who's going to be, you know, who's going to be the doctors? Who's going to be the attorneys coming back? And now you look at what's happening today, and Williston, you know, we're ranked as one of the six best places to do business. Economic growth is off the charts. We're, you know, 2022 has just been a phenomenal year so far for us as far as development. But again, it's the opportunities that have popped up that it, you know, it brings locals like yourself to want to come back with your experience, because obviously there's opportunity everywhere, because there's workforce issues everywhere, a need for what you want to do everywhere, but to bring you back and want to do something in Williston. And I mean, I think that says a lot for the opportunity that we're seeing in Williston. But Milestone Health Partners, and I'll let you kind of all just jump in however you want to, but let's talk about the business. What sort of services do you offer? How did you get the idea to start it? When did you start it? And let's talk about the progression, because, you know, you started here and now we're sitting here as this nice new facility, showcase piece for Williston. Let's talk about it.
So we began Milestone Health Partners because we have a passion for serving individuals in our community. And we offer a range of therapy services for pediatric to adults, including occupational therapy, physical therapy, and behavioral health services.
We just recently moved into our new facility. We've been working on it for over 16 months. So it's been really rewarding to honestly see our dreams kind of come to life. You know, we've had numerous meetings with our construction management team, numerous meetings with the architects. We offer 12 private treatment rooms in the facility. We have 4 private offices, a large employee group workspace area, a very spacious conference room that we offer, whether it's meetings or group-based evaluations. And then we also have 2 private gyms in there. So one of our gyms is fully equipped and more suitable for our pediatric population. And then the other gym is equipped for our adult population. So it's completely ADA compliant. One unique feature I know that we have in the building that isn't offered in a lot of facilities, and it's not required by ADA, but we do have a private adult changing facility in the space, and it just gives our patients kind of that comfort and also to work on other therapeutic needs when it comes to things like that. So it's been kind of mind-blowing when we look back at when we started and everything that we've accomplished in the past year. You know, there's definitely been times where things didn't fall into place the way that we wanted them to, and balancing everything between being moms and our careers and stuff has been a challenge, but also rewarding and fun to look back on. So,
well, and you know, talking about services, I'm gonna jump to you, Dr. Erickson, on this, because this is a good representation of Williston. Again, I always jump back and I look at where Williston was, you know, when activity first started taking off, and where it is today. And how much it's changed. And you looked at the back, we would get hammered by national media about it's just a place for a bunch of guys come and work, and it's man camps everywhere. There's no quality of life. And you look at today, you're looking at a much more diversified community. The average age has dropped to below 30 to 31 years of age. But what is really interesting is the fact is you look at birth rates are off the charts. Mm-hmm. You look at school enrollment is off the charts. You do services that help young children. And there's such a demand for that. Why don't you just build on that a little bit? Just give us some background of some of those services you provide, and then really what you're seeing for demand out there, because it's really showing what type of community this is. I mean, this is a growing family community.
Yes. So I treat kiddos from birth to 21 years of age. That's the pediatric age range in North Dakota, to be pediatrics, is birth to 21. But I would say my favorite age group to treat is birth to 3, just because so much happens in that time frame when it comes to like gross motor skills. So you're learning to roll, you're learning to crawl and walk and run and jump. So that's really where I thrive, is when I'm working with that age group. Yeah.
You know, I'm going to jump back to this facility again. It's just so impressive. When you guys chose to build there, I mean, there was a lot of different entities that wanted to buy that lot, and it wasn't the best looking projects. And this is just, it just adds to the community so much for you. But you obviously didn't come out of the chute and say, hey, we're going to build this big giant building. I mean, so how did you start? Like, where did you start at, and what was that kind of like?
So when we thought about starting a practice, there's no like roadmap. There's no like guide that tells you step by step of what to do.
And we so, wish.
Yeah, that would have been a lot easier. And so over the course of the year or 16 months, we've really encountered a lot of challenges, a lot of ups and downs. We've had a steep learning curve. We knew kind of the level that we wanted to kind of take this practice to. And so with that being in mind, we really struggled to find like a current space that was going to be suitable for our needs. We anticipated having pretty rapid growth for our business. And so that kind of set the forefront of, at the beginning, we needed to start planning for spacing down the road and knowing how long like the building project would take. We kind of decided to start the business plus the building at the same time. That has not been easy. It's been a lot to juggle. And then on top of that, Amanda and I both recently had babies too. Right. And so being young moms with little kids, it's quite a juggling act on most days. But I think we've found success in supporting each other. We have amazing staff that have given us a lot of grace over the year, have supported us in making our decisions. And when we sit back and reflect on what we've all done in a year, it's pretty amazing. And mm-hmm. we feel really proud of what we can continue to offer to the community.
Well, let's talk about, you know, through the leading up this facility and the construction of it. Let's talk about some of the challenges you had faced, because, you know, if we've got entrepreneurs out there listening and they're saying, hey, I want to start a business, and what are some things you wish you probably had known that you would maybe do different this time around?
Good goodness.
I would have taken a course on insurance and billing.
You know, like there's, I think, two different challenges.
Yes.
The three of us have been practicing in Williston for the last 6-7 years. Mm-hmm. And so we know physical therapy, we know psychology. But then when you get to the business side of things, knowing the billing aspect, the insurance aspect, things like that, crazy learning curve. And so we've really supported or have gotten support from our mentors, you know, that we grew up with from back in school, other, you know, individuals that we know that have started practices. And so that's been super helpful for us. As far as the building aspect, you know, I think like Williston is unique where it's growing fast, mm-hmm. and trying to pinpoint to where you want to be and where you want to anticipate the growth of the business. For us, we loved the lot that we chose, kind of what you had said. It's kind of in that medical hub of a lot of the providers that we work with on a daily basis are in that area. We have fantastic views out our back window of really what we think Williston of, you know, the beautiful landscaping in the background. The biggest challenge, I think, when it came to building was there's not a lot of comparable facilities in Williston when it came to like the appraisal process.
Right.
So that was really challenging for us. You know, there's fantastic new facilities that have gone up in Williston in the last, you know, 5 years, but nothing that has been recently sold. And so they had to take comps from Bismarck, from Fargo, from, you know, Western Minnesota that, or Eastern Minnesota, I guess. And they're economy is a lot different than ours.
Right.
And so that was really challenging for us. I know Williston has great programs to support new businesses. Mm-hmm. So the SBA, the Star Fund, things like that. And we've been very fortunate to be able to have connections with that to be able to help us out. But it's definitely, it's a lot. Building a facility is a lot. And it's also amazing just to see the way that like these architects' brains work, like so different than ours. Yeah.
It's been really nice to have the support of JLG, FCI, and they're leading us. They give us the roadmap. We don't have a roadmap on the clinical end, but they give us the roadmap there. And so that part has been really, really nice to see that we've been able to accomplish so much and
There's a lot of businesses here that can support new entrepreneurs for sure. Yep. You know, you don't need to be an expert in everything. There's experts here and you got to use your resources. Mm-hmm. And for us, it was just kind of jumping in. And like we said, we started a business and started building. And I think there's probably been days where we're like, what are we doing? And when everything, where everything just isn't falling into place, you know, and then there's weeks and stuff where we go and we're like, we can manage this. Like the responsibilities just seem to fall into place. You know, we're present with our families at home. We're able to be businesswomen and support our staff and stuff. So, you know, at the end of the day, kind of like what Alyssa said and Amanda said, it's been really rewarding this mm-hmm. past year just to kind of see everything come together.
Well, I go back to it's very exciting to see what you guys have done. And, you know, a little reference too, when you talk JLG, FCI, JLG for listeners, that's being the architect of the building, and then FCI being the contractor and construction of the building. You hear those names quite a bit in Williston. They've had their hands into quite a few things, and you know, they're going full speed out there with what we're seeing for development out there. So, you know, one other need, you know, and this gets into, you know, maybe a little bit more of I don't want to say a darker period, but one, you know, one of the big challenges we see, and this isn't a Williston thing. I mean, this isn't a North Dakota, this is a nationwide thing, but you talk about behavioral health services, and there is such a demand for mental health or behavioral health services out there. How do you guys address that? Like, I guess we're talking about what do you offer and how does that address a need in Williston?
So for behavioral health services, we are excited to be offering services to both the pediatric and adult population. We offer counseling services to treat various disorders, anxiety, depression, ADHD concerns, emotion, behavior regulation. issues in children. We also do a lot with testing services, so helping identify if ADHD is of concern, is autism a concern. We offer some parent consultation to help parents feel more successful at home, working with their kiddos. And then one thing that I'm very proud of is being able to expand on offering early intervention services for kids with autism. So we offer an ABA program, which is applied behavior analysis. It's an intensive behavioral program where we get to target many different types of skills with those kiddos. We've actually seen a lot of success with finding staff to fill those roles. So myself acts as the pediatric psychologist. We have a new board certified behavior analyst to take on some of the early intervention services. And then we also have an adult psychologist to be providing services to that adult population. So in the course of a year, we've really been able to expand services, but we have more to go because that wait list for services is so long. So,
well, and maybe you'd answered this before. We're talking about overall staff count for your facility. Where are we at? What do we have?
So we have three physical therapists. We have two psychologists, one BCBA, two RBTs, an occupational therapist, and then a front desk staff person. So we have room for 12 therapists in our facility, and we have the ability to expand as well still, so.
Excellent. Well, and again, in the way Williston's growing, I mean, there's gonna be no doubt in my mind that you're gonna need to expand. Mm-hmm. And we'll probably be, maybe in a couple of years, we'll be talking about building a bigger building.
Maybe, right?
So, I mean, again, here's what's great though. And from an economic development standpoint, I'm gonna be a little bit selfish on this, is when we're trying to grow a community, we're trying to attract businesses to the community. What you ladies are doing and what you've built has been such a need, but it's such a diversified professional service that is one's going to draw people from the region. Okay. Mm-hmm. So Williston's population, about 31,000, add several thousand within the immediate county district. But now, you know, you're going to start bringing people in from Eastern Montana. Okay. Well, what's going to happen? They're going to come, they're going to get their services done, and then they're going to stop and want to shop. They're going to probably want to get something to eat. So it makes my job a lot easier to try to attract that coveted, you know, restaurant and retail sector that the public is asking for. And then the same time too, when we talk about our larger industries, let's go into the oil and gas industry. Oil and gas industry, the corporate sector is really taking a look at Williston now because of what, like, things like you ladies are doing. Because when they want to move their executives up to a certain area, that's things they ask for. They want to know what the medical opportunities are like, what's the school system like, and it's just all those things that I think are being addressed. So it's been tremendous what you've done so far on there. I'm going to, you know, just jumping back. So talking about, you know, Milestone Health Partners, we joked about building a new building, but really you guys, you're in this new building. Where do you see yourselves in 5 years? What's the goal for this facility?
Oh gosh. You know, I think our vision from the beginning is to be able to provide kind of a one-stop shop for everyone. You know, we have a lot of kiddos that require multiple different services, multiple different disciplines, and we've been able to create a space for them to come and get all those services done in one facility. It's funny that a lot of, when the kiddos are getting their services, I treat a lot of the parents. And so that's been really rewarding. And I think, you know, just being able to provide those specialty services in Williston, we are used to, you know, with us growing up, we're used to having to travel out of the city to get those services that we want. Right. And kind of like what you had said, it's rewarding to be able to have that in Williston. You know, is it something down the road that we might be able to expand and do smaller clinics in surrounding communities to even make it more functional for smaller communities than Williston? I mean, maybe. I think that we just ultimately want to have a full clinic and be able to provide as much therapy that is needed in this town.
Well, and that's, you know, on top of what you're doing, just like what you said, though, but you also ladies are doing, you're providing some contractual services, mm-hmm. correct? Getting into, we're talking outside of the city, and maybe Dr. Erickson, you want to talk about that a bit?
Dr. Miller, our other physical therapist, she provides physical therapy services for Bainville School District. And then I'm also the school physical therapist for Wilmac. So I provide physical therapy services for Williams and McKenzie County. And Dr. Miller also is doing aquatic therapy at the ARC once a week. And we just started doing that 6 months ago. Mm-hmm. And she goes there one day a week and sees a few patients in the pool for aquatic therapy. So it's been really fun to do a variety of things and be able to offer different services for things that our patients are interested in or need.
Well, it's neat you brought up too. Again, we talked about the growth of Williston when you brought up the ARC. You know, for the listeners, that's the Williston Area Recreation Center. That was at the time, it was probably a $70 million project of a state-of-the-art recreation facility that really added to quality of life for the community. But here you are, you're able to offer services in it. So it's just neat how things just kind of come together. Mm-hmm. As we're seeing, you know, with community. We've got the recreation center. We just built a new airport in October 2019. You look at billions of dollars in infrastructure has gone in with the roads. I mean, this is really a city that's poised to really bust loose in a diversified manner now. I mean, we're really adding the things that make a city a city. And you know, Milestone Health Partners is one of them. But I'm going to give you, you know, last word. We're talking to entrepreneurs out there. I'll let each of you answer. Okay. What's one piece of advice you want to give an entrepreneur and say, I'm sitting here. Maybe I want to move to Williston, or maybe I want to come back home and start a business. What should I be aware of if I want to do that?
So I think I can maybe speak generally. For us, again, we've encountered many challenges, but I think our mindset of I can do hard things, and that's kind of been our motto for teaching kids at our facility. When you encounter a challenge, you can do hard things. And we've been able to take that motto and use it on a business level probably every day that we've encountered a challenge, right? And so we keep reminding ourselves that we can do hard things. And so for other entrepreneurs out there that are looking to start something, anticipate challenges, anticipate hardship. But if you have the mindset that you can overcome challenges, you will find success.
And I don't think there's ever the perfect time. You know, it's right. Scary. It's scary to start something. It's scary financially. It's scary to be having that constant juggling act between your career and wanting to be successful and being a mother and present with your family. And so I think it's important to be able to lean on support from family, from friends, from your community, and just know that as long as you have that support, like Liz said, you can get through anything. So there's never going to be that perfect time where we say, let's build this huge facility and kind of take a leap of faith. And so, yeah.
That's what I was going to say, is have a good support system. Because if you don't have that, then when you do a support system within your company, we have really good staff. We've talked about that. And then obviously doing this with two people that I thoroughly enjoy being around and love. So it's also good to have that, but it's also good to have support outside. And we have a lot of that here with being from here and having our families here and friends from that we grew up with. It's just been a lot of support. So we feel like our roots definitely run deep here in Williston, and we're very thankful for that.
Excellent. Milestone Health Partners. Somebody's looking for the services. How does that work? Do they contact you? Is this a referral system? How do they get a hold of you?
Yeah, so sometimes you'll get referred by your provider that you're seeing. Otherwise, you can always visit us on our website, which is just milestonehealthpartners.com. You can give us a call, which is 701-651-6437. We also have an email address on our website, office@milestonehealthpartners.com. And also are constantly uploading different things onto our Facebook page and Instagram page. So
excellent. Well, ladies, thank you so much. We're your doctors, your moms, your business owners, your entrepreneurs. I'm never going to say that I'm busy ever again, because I don't know how you're doing, but you're getting it done. And I mean, that's the spirit of Williston. So I think the community is very lucky to have the three of you here, and especially the business. So
thank you.
Thanks for listening to today's episode of the Williston Works podcast. This is brought to you by the City of Williston. Please like and subscribe for more interviews and content. And to learn more about Williston, North Dakota, visit cityofwilliston.com. I'm Sean Wenko, Executive Director of the Williston Economic Development. This is Season 5 of the Williston Works podcast. We're going to catch you next episode.